Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Tuesday, it's Community Connections with me, Dave. And on the telephone, I've got Claire, the garden editor. Morning to you, Claire.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. Yourself, you okay?
I'm very well. We're kind of into the mid part of November, aren't we?
We
It's a
certainly
funny
are.
time of year. The days are still getting shorter and shorter, but winter solstice is approaching, and dare I say Christmas and all those other times of year where
That's right, yeah. Christmas is chomping at the bit, isn't it? It's nearly there. It's not too far away.
not too far away. So please, dear listeners, don't panic if you're feeling like I am, like you're completely like behind the curveball and everything else is getting away and getting out of hand. There's still plenty of
Plenty
time,
of
so
time, that's right. Absolutely. Doesn't even if you put your decorations up on Christmas Eve, there's still plenty of time. Right, what are we talking about today then, Claire?
well, I thought what we could do is, because quite often people ask me, what kind of stuff do you use to find out about plants? What are good resources? So I thought we'd do a bit of a double pronged attack this week in the when we next chat. And I thought I would talk a bit about the websites and resources I use online and what you might find useful. And then I was also going to talk about podcasts, because a lot of people do say they love our podcast. They love our chats together, Dave.
That's all right then.
And it is, isn't it? It's very nice. It's lovely to hear so many people listening. But other things that people might like to listen to, because podcasts are a nice way of kind of learning without learning or just finding
That's
out
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Over to you then.
So should we start off with some websites? So the first port of call, which I think it should be kind of everyone who likes gardening in your kind of like in your favourites or whatever browser you use, is the RHS. The RHS is the Royal Horticultural Society, which sounds very posh and grand, doesn't it? But it's basically the charity for gardening for the United Kingdom. And the great thing is they have a wonderful free resource, which is all their plant database. And you don't have to pay any money for this. It's all completely free. And so if you want to know more about a plant, like roughly how tall it grows and how wide it grows, and whether it would grow in sun or in shade, and what kind of soil it would grow on, if you use the RHS website, it will tell you all that information. And it will also tell you where you can buy it. Good. So that's all the good things. The bad things is it has got a terrible search function, like impossible to use.
Okay.
So I don't know what. So the way around this is you go to your favorite website provider, like Google or Ecosia, and you
Yeah.
put the name of the plant in, followed by the letters RHS. And
Oh,
that will
okay.
take you to the page in the RHS plant map, plants database, which has got all that information. But if you just go to the RHS homepage and then try and find the plant, I have never knowingly done that correctly. It just doesn't work. Maybe it will change in future, but it is a free resource from a well-known charity. And it's kind of like the Bible of information. So if you want to know about a plant, that's the kind of the really good place to go for the basic facts about. If you want a bit more chat about those plants, then Gardener's World website tends to be quite good for that. And that might give you a bit more, oh, this combines well with this plant, or this plant's you might want to kind of make sure that you look out for X or Y or Z. It's a bit more kind of a chatty magazine style function in the Gardener's World website. And again, that's free. That's available for everyone to use. So they're the two things about plants. One thing that I tell people I spend a lot of my time doing is looking at websites about shade, because where the sun and the shade hits our gardens tells us a lot about what type of plants will grow there and what type of plants won't grow there. And there is a great online resource where you could put in your postcode, you could put in your house, and you can model what the sun looks like every single day of the year and every single time of day of the year. So if I put in my house into this app, I could say, right, I want to know how much sun my back garden gets in the winter. And so I could put it in, and then I could scroll through to January or February and say about 11, 10, 10 or 11 in the morning, and it would show me on a map how much shade is in that particular area. So this is really good
It's
if you're
clever,
not
isn't it,
quite sure.
really?
Yeah, it's super, super
Technology is
clever.
amazing, isn't it, sometimes when you think
It
about it?
really is. Yeah. So AI and technology cannot do everything. They can't do our humanity. They can't do our creativity. They can't do all sorts of things. But this type of thing, technology can be really harnessed for good. So that's the shademap.app. So if you put shademap, all one word, .app into your browser, that will bring that up. So that's a good thing. It's free. The bad thing is it doesn't show trees. So if you're in an area where a lot of your shade is cast by lots of big trees, the free version won't give you that detail. It will just give you what shade is cast by buildings. So it's great if you're in your build-up area, and it's great for an overall idea. But if you wanted the more detailed stuff, that's the paid version. But just for a general feel about what's going on in your garden, it's a really good resource. And then the next one, which is linked to that, it's a bit, again, it's a bit geeky. But quite often people don't know how big their gardens are because we're used to looking at them. You know, we come out into our garden, we just look at it. Google Maps obviously is very good because you can look at your house from above or your garden from above, and that will give you a kind of a clearer idea. But the UK planning map, which is completely free, and has all our kind of gardens and houses, and big buildings like sheds and garages on there, is another really good resource because it comes with a little online tool where you can measure distances. So you can say, well, how actually long is my fence? Or how long is that hedge? Or how far is it from me to that garage? And you can kind of use the online little tools and tricks there. And now that might be a bit too much for the average person, but there's always loads of information about plants on the internet, and there's loads of information about how to grow plants, but there might be less information about how to find out more about your garden. So that's why I thought I would offer you a couple of planty ones and a couple of more geeky ones. So
And they
I
are
hope that
free,
might be cool. They are all free,
which
and
is
I
good,
use them
isn't it?
all.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
we
is.
like the
Yeah.
word free. That's good.
We do have to
Absolutely.
remember, if the product is free, we are the product. So they're making their money through advertising or other means or
Absolutely.
whatever. But yeah, or they're a charity that, you know, is doing this as public education in the case of the RHS. Right. So that's that. Now, I was going to come on to the world of podcasts because I love a podcast, and I think lots of people listening to this might be violently nodding as well. I very much hope you are. They're great because you can take them with you when you're walking the dog, when you're doing the dishes, maybe when you're gardening, maybe even some people use them when they're working. So I
Yeah,
thought I
some
would
people
cover a
listen to
few.
him in the car on a long journey, didn't they, as well?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's a great way of learning or be exposed to new ideas, in a way which is, you know, perhaps we don't spend as much time sitting down and reading books, but I find them a really, really interesting way of getting loads of interesting and different perspectives on things. So I'm going to give you, starting off with the traditional podcasts. So the traditional really good podcast about plants is one's called Gardener's Question Time, which is on Radio 4 from the BBC. So if you have the BBC Sounds app, I hope that's not too much advertising. Dave, shout at me if I'm overstepping
No, we can
boundaries.
do that. That's fine.
But it's a really good question-based podcast. So what happens is the presenter and three or four absolute world-class experts go to different parts of the country, and they meet in a town hall, and people just ask them questions, the most random questions. So anything, a bit like when we do our gardening Q&A, that's what the Gardener's Question Time is. It's been going for decades and decades. So the good news is there's loads of information. It's really, really expert, amazing, amazing knowledge on it. The hard thing is it's not very easy to search. If you know there's something that you want to find out about, it's, you know, it's it says, oh, Gardener's Question Time this week was from Wakefield, but you don't quite know what it was that they might have discussed. And, you know, sometimes it's a bit random, which is part of the joy.
Course
So
it's.
that's that one.
Bit of a lucky dip.
Yeah.
You never know what you're getting.
Exactly that one. If you want something a bit more structured, a bit more kind of like what's going on in the gardens at this time of year and what things might be of interest, then Gardening with the RHS, again, this Royal Horticultural Society, that's a really nice podcast because it's by gardeners from the RHS who are also presenters, and they're talking about things that they're doing. They're talking about kind of new science that they're learning. They might be talking about, they've done a mini series about growing your own, so lots of people who are really special in growing their own type of things. And that's again probably maybe half an hour, a really nice kind of a bit of in-depth, but also I find it quite accessible. It doesn't make me feel like I'm being talked over or something's going over my head. So it's a nice gentle one, say about maybe up to half an hour long, with a mixture of presenters. So that is Gardening with the RHS. And then I'm going to throw in a couple of ones which I really like, but are slightly different. So one is called Roots and All. Roots and All is all about the people behind the plant world. So all the people who have interesting different jobs in gardening, or who might be developing a new scientific research into something, or have a particular philosophy about wildlife friendly gardening, or might be talking about going peat free gardening. And the Roots and All podcast has been going a long time, and it's got a great back catalogue, which is very easily searchable. So if you think, I really want to know about building wildlife ponds, or I really want to know more about cut flowers and how to grow flowers for cut flowers, the Roots and All podcasts are a brilliant way of learning, again, from the experts, but it's a really lovely conversation between the owner, the lady who runs it, Sarah, who is a gardener herself, and all sorts of interesting people. And again, that's maybe 20, 30 minutes. So not long, not a 4-hour one that I'm saying anyone should sit and listen to.
Or you could,
and then we have,
you could download some of your back catalogues, couldn't you, really, from our website?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Put them
so
together,
if you
that'd be all right.
Back, stitch them together and work out if we waffle on in more sense when you add them us all up together.
Yeah, maybe.
And then, yeah. And then if you like stories, there's a great podcast called Our Plant Stories. And this takes the form of each episode is about a particular plant and a particular person. So it might be someone saying, oh, my granddad had a fig tree, or someone saying, I used to love a peony, which my grandmother had. And the stories take the form of trying to do a bit of kind of investigation, finding out a bit more about that plant, the story behind it, and then combining that with really expert advice on how to look after figs or peonies. And that's with an amazing gardener called Sally Flaxman. And it's a really good way if you like more of a kind of discursive approach to things. So there was one a couple of weeks ago about gardeners' glees, which is about people who gardeners in the winter used to come together in for kind of festive banquets and used to sing particular songs called glees, which I didn't know about. So it's kind of stuff around the edges. So it's not going to be saying, sow this onion seed now, but a really nice kind of look at the more social side of gardening and the humanity, that stories and the family connections, which might you might find with plant that your mum or dad might have loved, or your auntie might have gardened. So that's a nice, interesting one. And then the
bit
final,
like the family tree then for plants.
Exactly, in so many ways, and there's so many linkages, and you know, seeing what branch crosses over with that. So all sorts of interesting things. And then the final one that I like is a bit of a nerd, but other people might like it, even if you're less nerdy than me. It's called Talking Heads. And it is two head gardeners in conversation. A chap called Saul Walker, who gardens down in Devon, and a lady called Lucy Chamberlain, who gardens in East Anglia. And Lucy actually won the award for Practical Gardener of the Year at the Gardening Media Guild Award this week. So she's incredibly well respected, both of them are. And it's them talking about their jobs, because being a head gardener is all about plants, but it's also about people. It's also about the clients. They're working for large estates, and they're talking about what that's like, that your job is looking after maybe quite a large estate with many different teams of volunteers, of gardeners or trades that you have to organise, and what they're spending their time doing. And what's lovely is Saul is in Devon, which is incredibly wet and mild, and Lucy is in East Anglia, which is incredibly dry. So you can hear all about the different challenges they're finding at different parts of the world, about what the plants are doing, what the plants aren't doing. Are you still mowing your lawns over there in East Anglia? Saul might ask. Oh yeah, we're still mowing. So it's quite a nice way to get a bit of a feel for what's going on around the country.
Absolutely.
So I hope those kind of can refresh your feed. I'm sure you can all get them through wherever people listen to podcasts. I'm not very technically able on those type of things, but wherever you're listening to this, or wherever you're listening to other things on, just have a search for a few of those keywords, and see what takes your fancy. There's a whole heap of different websites and podcasts, but I think what we will do before we move on to books. Well, I think we might do books as a separate one, maybe for Christmas presents. So so if anyone's got any particular people they want to buy a gardening book for Christmas, maybe they could let us know.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll do that in a couple of weeks' time. Now, I've got to ask you, did the cold weather catch you out this week?
Well, it did ever so slightly. I think we were all expecting it, and we needed it, didn't we? Because the
Did
week
we?
before it had been so in, it had been really warm, really mild. So my dahlias have now finished. So
Yeah.
I am team leave with dahlias. So I leave them in the ground over winter, but the tops have gone mushy. So one of my jobs this week is to go around and clear those up, but then give them a good old mulch and look after them. The frosts will have added a little bit of extra fizz to anyone who is still out foraging for slow berries for your sloe gin for Christmas. They've all had a nice nip, which means all the sugars are even more sweet. So that's in like nature's freezer working for you. We're planting bare root native hedging now this time of year, but I'm still trying to plant the last few borders in clients' gardens where it's sheltered.
All right.
And of course,
Yeah.
we're still bulb planting. So long as the ground isn't frozen or waterlogged, you can still work in the garden.
Still
It's
do
just a bit
it.
harder sometimes if it's
Yeah.
a little bit if it's a little bit grey and rainy. It's sometimes a bit more of a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, yeah. I don't like the cold. Don't like the rain. Don't like the cold. And then at the moment it's
Well,
too
that's
hot when the sun's out. Typical Brit,
well, what
really.
you need to do is sit inside with a nice podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's
Something
what I need to do,
just
yeah.
the have in your earworms, just while you're pottering around making soup or what other people are doing at this time of year.
Absolutely. Right, before you go today, well, so a couple of weeks' time we're going to be talking about books and so maybe if people are stuck for Christmas presents, maybe that might be, yeah. Rather than
Yeah, I
buying a
think we'll.
standard old gardening gloves, there might be something out there saying a little
Yeah,
bit different. Yeah.
little gift, things which
Okay.
are a bit different. That sounds
Okay.
good. Yeah.
But before you go, what song are we playing today then for you, Claire?
Well, I thought as we're starting to talk about media and what kind of media forms that we like, I thought it can only be a great chance to bring back one of my personal favourites of mine, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. So that is my track of the week, please.
And that was one of the very first songs to be played on MTV. Did you know that? One of the very first
Did not
videos.
know that. I
There you
did not
go.
know that. That
See,
is a great
every
fact.
day is a school day.
So many ways. So many ways.
All right. Thank you very much, Claire, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks so much,
All
Dave.
right.
Happy listening.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio.